Several manufacturers in western North Carolina have converted their operations to make PPE, but one is uniquely qualified to help during the pandemic. Industrial Opportunities Incorporated, known as IOI, has been in Andrews since the 1970s. It manufactures military and medical products while also working with disabled and disadvantaged adults from Cherokee, Clay, and Graham counties. The company has a unique nonprofit mission, explains CEO Tom O'Brien.
And I have a personal experience because my son has Down syndrome and autistic, and Chris was working here, and he could not wait to get up every morning to go to work.
His son has since passed away, but IOI has continued to grow.
And the community's just been really supportive of us over our 46 years to get to the point where we have the skill and ability to do these things.
Its mission has changed with the COVID-19 pandemic. Operations manager Pat Lennox recalls coming to work on a Saturday in March to design face masks for production.
It's been really rewarding because we were able to get up and going pretty quick.
Due to COVID-19, the disabled workers are at home. They make up over 20% of Iowa's workforce, but many have health conditions that make them vulnerable to infection, says O'Brien.
It's a wide range of people here. To somebody that's had a brain injury or somebody that's had a stroke, you know, it's just all kinds of different people that walk through the door. Just try to adapt to whatever their needs are.
IOI isn't alone. The company is part of the Marketing Association of Rehab Centers, called MARC. Former CEO Noel Watts explains that the organization was founded in the 1970s to help bring more resources into Western North Carolina.
The reason we created an association in Western North Carolina was because we were so far away from Raleigh, and it seemed like information traveled very slow at that time, and money even slower.
MARC is based in Hendersonville and helps connect the partners across the state. It's now a network of 15 rehabilitation work centers across 29 counties. Many of the other companies are also working to make PPE. Watts hopes that these partnerships can last beyond the COVID-19 pandemic to help bring more manufacturing to the area.
We're going to see how we can put our collaborative skills together, and hopefully we'll be able to bring some of this manufacturing back into the United States.
As of last week, IOI has delivered over 50,000 masks and is currently working to make more. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.